Welcome to Perfectly Imperfect, the podcast for high-achieving perfectionist women struggling to see their worth in motherhood. With me, Rhea Oliver, owner of the Maternal Wellbeing Foundation and emotional health coach and therapist for anxious mums. I believe that when a woman truly finds herself in motherhood, it is often for the very first time in her life. Only then is she able to shed the weight of expectation, conditioning, judgment, and her worth being tied into productivity. And that this is one of the most freeing journeys a woman can go on. So join me while we delve into being perfectly imperfect and step into being uniquely you in motherhood. What if you didn't have to be in control of everything because you actually trusted yourself to be able to handle things? Oh, that can hit a bit hard for the perfectionist control freak inside of you. But let's be real. Life is not perfect. It throws curveballs, messy, painful, inconvenient, difficult, sometimes heartbreaking curveballs. But what if the goal in life wasn't to prevent the hard stuff from happening? Because most of it, 90% of it, is probably out of your control. What if the goal was actually to stop falling apart every time the hard things happen? Let's talk about how to build that kind of emotional strength and resilience. One that's quiet, steady, anchored in self-trust and not perfection. Because perfection is a fantasy. Self-trust is power. Let's cut straight to it. You have spent years thinking, if I do everything right, maybe nothing will go wrong. Sound familiar? But here's the truth no one tells to you good girls. Life still lifes. Life will keep on lifing, no matter how in control you feel. Kids get sick, relationships change, plans fall apart, unexpected stuff shows up at the worst time. These are all almost certainties in life. You are going to experience these things at some point. And if you've tied your safety to your ability to keep everything under your control, you will feel unsafe all of the time. And then in response to that, what you're going to do is develop a set of habits and behaviors that make you feel like you're in control again, but will actually spiral you further into anxiety and overwhelm. But here's the beautiful, liberating truth behind it all. You don't need to control what goes on in your life. You just need to trust yourself enough to navigate the difficult things when they do happen. Now, let me tell you about something a little bit personal. This was like the day I had to be my own therapist. When I went through my divorce, although we're still going through that process, but when I went through my separation, it cracked me open in ways I never expected it to. There were a whole lot of things that I worried about before it happened. The reality of that was when I was actually going through it, the things I worried about it weren't the things that I found hard. It was all the other unexpected curveballs that came my way. It felt like my whole life was coming undone. I was no longer living the dream. I wasn't where everybody expected me to be at my age and doing the things that I do. And for a while, it felt really flipping hard. But this is the part that I want you to hear. If I hadn't already done the work, if I hadn't built a foundation of emotional resilience, I would have needed a therapist to get me through. Instead, luckily, I could be my own therapist and I could also be that same person for my children, because divorce is definitely not just about me. It's a much bigger picture, because I am not superhuman. Even doing the job that I do and having all of the skills and tools that I do, I am not superhuman. I'm not immune to life's challenges. But because I'd done the deep, unglamorous work of learning how to feel my feelings and support myself emotionally, I could trust that I would move through the hard stuff without being destroyed by it. absolute flipping game changer when it comes to getting divorced. And that is what I want for you as well, whatever those curveballs might be, because we cannot predict the future. I know you've got a thinking style up there that tells you that you can, but you can't. So if we can build that self-trust and the emotional resilience and the belief we have in ourselves that no matter what happens, whether it's divorce, relationship breakdowns, grief and loss, job changes, challenges with your children, if we've got that self-belief that even though this feels really flipping hard, and even though I'd rather be doing anything in the world than experiencing it, I know I'm going to be able to get through it because I've got the tools to be able to help myself do exactly that. Now, I'm going to go through some journal prompts with you in just a second that are going to help you to start doing that inner work, whatever it is you're going through right now. We're going to go inwards with some reflective journaling. And these prompts are designed to anchor you in who you are and how capable you really are, because you have spent a lifetime telling yourself you're not good enough and you're a failure, and those beliefs reign supreme over everything you do in your life. And it is time to flick a switch and change up that inner narrative. So even when life is messy, we can still notice how capable and strong and resilient and amazing we are. Because we cannot take away the challenges of life, but we can change the way that we emotionally respond to them. And that is where your power is. Emotional control is the thing that we're looking for, not physical control in life. So journal prompt number one for you today is, when have I surprised myself with how strong or capable I was in a difficult situation? Dig deep on this one. What did that version of you do that you can honor within yourself today? Could have been loss of a loved one. It could have been being made redundant. It could have been becoming a mum. How did you surprise yourself with your capabilities? Because what you will do as the good girl and the perfectionist is dismiss a lot of your positive qualities because they felt lucky, or you'll put the power in someone else's hands, or I couldn't have done it without my partner or my mum or my colleague. And you don't ever take time to actually think, do you know what? That was me. I got myself through that. I might have had people supporting me, but I brought myself through this really difficult time. Journal prompt number two. What do I do to avoid uncomfortable emotions? And how is that really working out for me? So I will see in a lot of my clients, when there's uncomfortable emotions or difficult conversations to be had or difficult situations to be a part of, they will go into flight mode. They will avoid, numb, distract, run away, disconnect, because it feels easier than actually dealing with what's going on. So in this one, be really honest and kind to yourself, because awareness is power. What is it that I'm avoiding right now, today, that I know I probably should have dealt with 6 months ago? But I'm hoping at some point it's going to resolve itself, or it's going to get brushed under the carpet, or life is just going to miraculously change. Building your emotional resilience is not like waving a magic wand. There's no magic going on here. There's hard work. But if we're avoiding everything that feels hard, nothing changes and you learn nothing. When we can start leaning into this, it means even when the messy, unexpected life complications come along, we can learn from them, which means next time something messy and unexpected comes along, we've already got lived experience to say, do you know what? This is what I did before and it worked. So let's do this again. And let's also build on that so that again, in the future, we learn even more. Journal prompt number three is, what would trusting myself look like in a real life situation that I am facing right now? If I had more self-belief, if I had more inner trust, if I was able to come out of negative thinking spirals, what would it look like to have that quiet inner confidence, to have that self-trust, to have that belief that I'm going to get through it? Imagine making a decision about what's going on in your life, not from fear or perfectionism, but from self-belief. What does that look like to you when you would be in that space? What does it feel like? What's different about the person that you are? And let's start creating an image because, again, you've spent years pulling yourself down, telling yourself not you're not good enough. Let's start creating an image of actually a more rounded vision of who I am. And when I am more trusting and I have more self-belief and quiet inner confidence, what is different about that version of me? Because when we can create that future version, so much easier to step into that and to come out of stuckness. Now, if this is speaking to you and you're nodding along thinking, God, I don't want to fall apart every time life gets hard. I'm already falling apart over something that happened a couple of months ago or last week or yesterday. I want to be able to trust myself through it. Like, that sounds great, but how do I get from where I am right now to feeling like life just happens to me, to getting to a place where I can trust myself to come through the messiness of life? Then, if that is you, I want to invite you into my one-to-one program, The Reset. It is my emotional health program designed specifically for perfectionist, people-pleasing, good girls who want to stop being held hostage by fear or pressure or perfectionism and start living with real emotional freedom, where you get to choose how you feel in life, where you get to choose how you emotionally respond to things, where you are able to overcome the messy, complicated curveballs that come your way. And inside the reset, we work through emotional processing, boundaries, identity, nervous system regulation, and build the kind of confidence that doesn't crack when life throws you a punch. You can learn more through the link in the show notes or drop me a DM and let's have a chat about where it is you're trying to get to. So let's go back now and reframe what it means to be strong or resilient. It's not about holding everything together all the time, like you have been led to believe it is. It's about falling apart and knowing that you'll come back. It's about being dealt a blow by life's challenges, but knowing that you are going to get through it. It's not about never needing help. It's about knowing when to ask for it. It's not about doing it all. It's about choosing what matters and letting the rest go without guilt or doubt or second guessing. Because you are allowed to mess up in life. We all do it. You are allowed to feel sad or scared or lost. You might have always felt like you had to hold those emotions in. Maybe in your childhood, maybe even within your relationship, you are allowed to feel big feelings. You are allowed to not know what the hell you are doing sometimes, particularly in motherhood. I am 9.5 years in and I am still winging it every damn day. But I'm willing to learn, I'm willing to grow, I'm willing to admit my mistakes, apologize for them, and make a different choice. You are still strong even when you mess up, even when you feel sad, even when you don't know what the hell you are doing. You are still good. You are still worthy. You don't need to earn any of that stuff through being perfect or being perfectly in control of everything in your life because there are no medals for that stuff. There is no first place prize winner. So, this week, what I want you to do is really practice trusting yourself. By not over planning, by not disappearing into toxic productivity, by not rushing to fix things all the time, by feeling the feelings that make you human and that make you who you are, and letting them be there without trying to shut them down all the time. Because I know shutting down big feelings is where your safety has come from for such a long time. That safety is no longer serving you. It's draining you. Let's start changing all of that. Let's start breaking free from these habits that have created a safety net for you for so long, but that are now keeping you trapped. If this episode has landed for you, please do drop me a DM, let me know, share it with a friend, comment on my socials. I would love to hear what comes up for you when you are doing these journaling prompts, when you are having these light bulb moments. And more work can be done if you share that, and I can help you even further. So, until next time, relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw, breathe deeply, and trust that you've got this. because you always have done and you always will.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Perfectly Imperfect, the space for perfectionist mums wanting to find their worth and themselves in motherhood. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to find out more about my services or how I can support you, find me on Instagram at Maternal Wellbeing Foundation or drop me an email on Rhea@thematernalwellbeingfoundation.com.